Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff to announce another food tournament here at WGN Radio, Mike.
Yeah, so every year now we've done the pizza tournament, Pizza Madness. We've done the Best Beef Tournament. In the past, we've also done a wings tournament. Well, we haven't done a burger tournament before. So starting September 4th, we are going to have our Chicago area's Best Burgers Tournament. So I made it very specific.
Yes. We'll get into the details, how to vote and the dates and all of that. We had talked about a burger bracket before, but it is tough because just about every restaurant has a burger.
That's right.
And smash burgers are incredibly popular. I think they still, you know, they've had their moment. I think that's, people love the smash burger. People love a burger off the grill. I've had my fair share this summer, right?
Yep,
just a good old burger off the grill with some onion, tomato, lettuce, all that good stuff. But so that's kind of why we were like, okay, well, that's a huge project, which you did accomplish here, Mike, because we have the four regions, Northwest, South, Northwest, and 64 spots you have on the bracket.
64 spots. And I've been to a good amount of these places, but I really had to lean on experts. I had to lean on some White Sox fans to help me with the South suburbs because, you know, I'm just a West suburbanite nowadays. It's hard to get down there.
So
but
did you do any, like, steakhouse burgers or was
Yes. So this is a great combo of your mom and pop places, your steakhouse type places. I really kind of tried to go through as many of the best and favorite burger lists as I possibly could.
Yeah.
I also included two that are kind of like the pop-up type guys, like your biker dude who shows up at a different brewery every weekend and has some of the best burgers in the world, as well as the Chicago or Windy City Burger Social Club. He's got a place in the South South Loop Market. So we try to have a wide range of places here. And I think again, no chains this time. So as much as we love you, Portillo's, as much as we love you, Small Cheval, we had to keep it to the independent places.
And Cheval is on this.
Cheval is.
I think for a long time, Cheval has been viewed as the burger spot in Chicago. When it first opened, and I think they still draw a huge crowd, the West Loop location. The first time I went, I was like, this is the best burger I've ever had.
You
had the egg on it, the thick cut bacon.
It melts in your mouth.
Melts in your mouth. I think it's, but so many spots have kind of gotten to that level when they do the smash burger or maybe put some bacon on it. Mott Street is very similar to Cheval on, but they put, they have like fried onions on top of it?
So,
but very similar style. And I saw you put Hackney's on here. I love Hackney's.
I grew up on Hackney's. I went to the one that they used to have in Lake Zurich. Now there's really only two of them that are over in Glenview, which I still make my way out there. And it reminds me of my childhood.
The interior of Hackney's, it just feels comfortable in there.
Oh, my gosh,
It is a great spot. What other spots kind of stood out? We're not trying to highlight others and give them an advantage here, but do you have a favorite burger spot, Mike?
I do, and I tried this for the first time last year in Lombard. This place is called Babcock's Grove House, and it is it is unique to itself. If you get a chance, go out by the Lombard train station, and it is a great little spot, too. They have a pie of the day every day they got to check out. But that's one of my favorite burgers ever. I also included in here Brandt's, if you know Palatine very well.
Oh,
Brandt's
is
a classic. And also our friends at Toronto, who are one of our sponsors here, along with a new sponsor of our food tournaments, the Puckered Pickle Company.
Nice.
That's a fun one to say. They gave us a few recommendations as well.
Red Hot Ranch, I know you've
raved
about it.
Oh, that is my favorite. Yeah.
And I've never been, but I've seen what the burger looks like. And I know when I first have Red Hot Ranch, I'm going to fall in love with that burger.
It was my comfort food when I lived in North Center. And if I was having a bad day, I picked up two double cheeseburgers. It's cash only.
That'll turn your day around.
Oh, sure. Well, it ended my day, really.
Right. Yeah. Chicago Culinary Kitchen, which we've talked about quite a bit, and barbecue-type spot up in Palatine, mm-hmm. and they do some incredible stuff. I mean, I follow them on Instagram, and are churning out some delicious-looking recipes up there.
Have you seen, like, their onion burgers they have there? They're doing something different all the time. They're fun for the social media follow, but when you get there, you're going to be overwhelmed by the options and the thing of the day. But I had to fit them in. We haven't had them in any of our tournaments yet, and they have an incredible burger. You can't deny it. And I'm really afraid of their following, too, because that's like your Uncle Jerry's crowd almost, like very passionate people.
Of all the food tournaments we've done, Mike, you mentioned the beef, the pizza, the wings. Which of those three has been the most passionate?
Ooh, I think another word that we could use for this is contentious.
Yeah.
Wings, which is one I'm really afraid to go back to I think I have to say Pizza Madness will definitely be kind of like the standard barrier for passion, at least, right? And we do have some fun plans for the next time we do that. We know people want to separate the chains and the independent places. I think we're going to have a separate division for that. But that will be a couple months from now. This one, I think, is going to be really interesting, though.
I feel like we got to do another wings one during football season.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, because this football season's basically here. We did also discover right before we started recording, National Cheeseburger Day is in September. So this kind of works out perfect.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're going to have plenty of recommendations for you guys here. And as we do every time, this is to promote local businesses. And if there's a place you haven't tried on here, which I'm sure there's a lot of places, start making a list and start trying as many of these as you can. It's always my favorite thing when I hear from people who literally, you know, make a day trip to try three different places in a day.
That's great. So voting starts
September 4th. Thursday, yes.
Thursday, September 4th. And all the votings, each round will be Thursday to Monday. Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Monday.
Yes.
Which is a good way to keep track.
Same page. We won't have different updated pages or anything like that. You can find it on WGNRadio.com, and it will be posted to our social media platforms at WGN Radio all month long, really, in September. It's going to be Burger Month.
It's going to be a ton of fun. Thanks again to Toronto and Puckered Pickle Company. I love that. I got to try those pickles. It's the Chicago area's best burgers tournament here at WGN. Any other final thoughts on the burger tournament, Mike?
You know, I'm just saying start making room in your stomach. That's all I'm going to say. And if anyone...
So will the bracket drop before voting?
I'm going to include...
I'm staring at the bracket right now.
I'm going to include the bracket in our episode notes. So you will be able to see it, get an idea.
So you've got a good week to get an idea what this bracket is.
And if you're
about
one of the places on here, start promoting it. Get excited.
You have to be very competitive and push it on your own social media. I mean, all of our brackets... The spots that have won have made a real big effort. I mean, there have been a few places just by name recognition that have done very well. But teams that do great, you really got to push it on social and get the community behind you.
Great example of that is Dukes out of Mokena that we had last year. I mean, that guy was pushing it every single day and had his loyal following behind it. So excited to see how this one goes.
Well, this will be a ton of fun. Check out WGN Radio all throughout September to vote on this. September 4th is day one of voting, and you can check out the bracket at WGNRadio.com. Thanks again to Toronto and Puckered Pickle Company for sponsoring the first ever WGN Burger Tournament. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's very own Eats.